Hello and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, the Link Foundation, and Mike and Patty Morgan. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. This week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive features a May 2022 interview with American guitarist and Bridge Records producer David Starobin. We'll start with him performing Giuliani's Grand Overture, Opus 61, for solo guitar.
Thank you.
Opening this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard our featured artist, David Starobin, performing Giuliani's Grand Overture, Opus 61. This is a cantabile, Opus 47, No. 5 by Fernando Sor, performed by our featured artist, David Starobin. David Starobin performing Fernando Sor's Cantabile, Opus 47, No. 5. David Starobin is also a composer, and he spoke about his variations on a theme by Carl Nielsen.
Nielsen was a wonderful Danish composer, mostly of symphonies and songs. He never wrote a guitar piece, but I've loved his music. I've been in Denmark many times. And he's sort of the national composer in Denmark, the way Sibelius is the national composer in Finland. And I've always wanted to write a set of variations on this one theme, Song Behind the Plow. And, it was about 2 years ago, I finally got around to doing it. I'm not a frequent composer, but I like to occasionally write a piece. And this piece just came out very naturally. Thank you.
David Sterabin performing his own piece, Variations on a Theme by Carl Nielsen. The latest Bridge Records release by David Sterabin features music by Matyeka, including his Sonata in A Minor, Opus 31. David Sterabin spoke about the piece.
The A minor, I think, is very, it's kind of extreme in its outlook. It's a dark, almost tragic sonata. The last movement is a funeral march, not marked as a funeral march, but the last variation of that set of variations on an air, Vive Henri IV. It's a Renaissance air that was popular. And he writes variations on it. And at the end of the piece, in that second sonata, there's kind of a slow fade out. I see it as a funeral march and played it that way. It's a wonderful piece.